Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station right here to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol agents, as well as our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, doing whatever it is you're doing to keep us moving along, we appreciate you, the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, men and women both, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there doing the job they're doing. Now, the suicide jockeys, of course, all in the gas, the diesel, as well as the jet fuel, and, of course, our Amazon warehouse and drivers out there, the prime drivers, thanks for what you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It says, let's see, I got to get that right, because if you don't, you're not going to find it. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. There you go. The Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show on Facebook. Check it out. And don't forget, we're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're also on Twitter, and you can find us over there as Captain's America, and our website, and this young lady here has her link over there on that website, founderscode.com, founderscode.com, and it's none other than Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning!
Yeah.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood, and they love it, and they're out there, and we're going to say the pledge, and they're going to love that even more. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United, States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian principles. Well, Title 42 is set to expire next week, and we've got Senators Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona and Republican Tom Tillis from North Carolina working together on a stopgap border measure that would grant the Biden administration a temporary two-year extension to expel the migrants from the United States. What do you think?
Well, at least it's a step in the right direction, but trying to get anything through at this, you know, in less than a week is, I would say, in this kind of legislation, is next to impossible. And I, as I've said, Title 42 isn't just about COVID. In fact, it doesn't even mention COVID. It talks about communicable diseases. Okay?
Yep.
And we have got an outbreak across this country of various communicable diseases. And that includes tuberculosis, polio, and now we have another one, that's chickenpox.
Yep.
So, I wish somebody in Washington, D.C., including Tillis or Sinema, would have even said that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not. And, you know, when these people go through the Darien Gap, and the Darien Gap is into itself, I would argue, full of disease, you know, that tells you pretty much everything that you need to know. But I bet you if you even asked some of these politicians, what is the Darien Gap and where is it, they couldn't tell you.
Okay. Now, Senator Tim Scott is on his A game. He has suggested that the United States start treating the Mexican drug cartels as terrorist organizations and start freezing their assets immediately.
Well, I've said that for quite some time.
Yep.
In order to freeze their assets, they would have to have some kind of declaration attached to them. So, I mean, he's right, but, you know, I would argue that that notion, at least is coming out, that notion is really should have been said and done even back during the Trump administration. Trump tried to, and all these experts, air quote experts, talked him out of it. But at this point, the drug cartels are really just not hurting the United States either, because their operations, you know, as far as fentanyl and the drugs and whatnot, go the other direction. They are hitting Asia and they're hitting Europe. So, you know, it's long overdue, and so Tim Scott is right, but that doesn't mean that anything's going to happen, because you've got to get National Security Council, and you got to get Treasury and State Department and whatnot. Everybody's got to sign off on it. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do that either.
No, there's not enough hours in the day, and these people don't, they just aren't fathoming. They aren't operating with the same functional speed as the rest of the people, and we're not going to get anything done. We just aren't.
Nope.
All right, hold that thought. I hear the music. We shall be coming right back with more. I think everybody knows this voice that's about to take us to break. Let me see. We'll find out in a minute. Here we go. Be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 8.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, Kyle. Thank you very much. I will do just that. This portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And GEICO Insurance has been saving people money for over 85 years in the insurance industry. And I will tell you that if you have a car, if you have a truck, maybe you just might want to check them out and see if they can save you some money. Now, they happen to be the second largest insurer in the United States right now, and they insure about 28 million drivers. Now, you can go over to their website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can type in the information about your vehicle, get a rate right there in the spot. They'll also tell you where your local agency is if you want to go talk to an agent, a live person. Whichever you want to do is fine. And you can also find out what happens when you bundle your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV, and your homeowner's policy, along with your renter's insurance if you're a renter, and also your condo insurance if you have a condo. And it'll save you money. That's GEICO, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there, check them out, see what they can do for you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our friend Aaron up there in Colorado, IA, Colorado. Well, good morning, Aaron. What's up?
Denise, 10 witnesses, 2 women or more, I guess, to come saying that Trump basically is a serial rapist. No rape kits, no police reports. I guess it just come down to he said, she said. So, Denise, if you were Trump's lawyer and the judge said, hey, Trump, you got till Sunday to decide if you want to, you know, testify on your behalf and, you know, and get up there on the bench and testify. And basically say she's just a big fat liar and trying to, be another, and basically bring another version of what happened to Brett Kavanaugh. But the thing is, Denise, if you were Trump's lawyer, what would you do? Anyway, Cap, Denise, goodbye.
Thank you.
It seems to me that it's pretty hard to prove a negative, and I think that's really what is happening here. There is nothing that she can necessarily present that has real proof, except I said and I told and I this and I that. But Trump is considering, he first wasn't going to attend the case. He's now considering maybe he will. I don't know that, but he has made that decision.
I've heard it.
But I will, he's not going to call any witnesses because there aren't any witnesses to call.
Mm-hmm.
So we do know that for sure. So they're going to pull anything that they possibly can, and they are going into 2024. And Aaron's right, you know, kind of a whole Brett Kavanaugh thing. That's precisely what this is, what's happening here. So it's ugly, but that's how they play.
Well, it is, and I did hear somewhere yesterday that he was going to be there.
He's waffling on whether he is or not.
Okay. All right, well, if I was him, I wouldn't go. If you don't have to go, don't. That's just me.
Okay.
Would you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't paid any attention to too much of this case. One, because she's being financed. I forget who her lawyer is, but she's not paying for the lawyer. Uh-huh. Somebody else is, and that lawyer's behind a couple of other things, too. So it is like a Brett Kavanaugh thing. This is a plot.
Well, I understand that you're going to be watching Buckingham Palace with all of your
money. Not a chance.
Is it possible, am I hearing correctly, that they have spent something like $20 million on this?
Well, doesn't happen very often, does it?
No, but still. And I know Charles has worked like $200 million. I heard that last week or the week before. But still, holy smokes.
I have no interest in the whole thing. So the whole thing is not doing anything for me.
Well, I don't, I don't blame you. It's pomp and circumstance to the umpteenth. Level. All right, let's go down here because Iran reportedly, once again, the Iran Revolutionary Guard has seized a Panamanian-flagged oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. What say you?
Well, it would seem to me that there ought to be some other ships in the Gulf that prevent this from happening.
Used to be.
Yeah. You know, so where's the United States taking the lead on this one and saying, you know, France, where's your ships? Or Germany, where's yours? Or, you know, somebody else. But
sure.
I would say it's more of a European problem than it is a U.S. problem. Because
yeah.
It's the Europeans that, you know, were trying to hold on to the Iran nuclear deal when Trump was trying to get us out of it. But this is where we are.
Okay, we've got Backgammon Bob on the phone here. What's up there, Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Ken. Is China importing cars into the United States, or I think they're going to try? And if they do, where are our tariffs that we can put on them? Because we should be making sure that they don't hurt our domestic car market, stuff like that. And, oh, speaking of cars, how's the creamsicle treating you?
The creamsicle is alive and well.
Yes, we still do import cars. Yes.
Sure do. Sure do. And they make American cars, supposedly, in China and ship them over here, too. But that's not going to stop, I don't believe, anytime soon.
No, they're getting all the favoritism they can possibly get out of the Biden administration, so we're stuck with it.
Favored country status, too, I think, or something like that?
Favored nations.
Mm. Unbelievable. Okay. That's what happens when they shoot at you, right? Now, the SEAL, I believe his name is Robert O'Neill, mm-hmm. who killed Osama bin Laden, has just absolutely torn into the Navy with this drag queen promotion stuff they're doing and saying, that's it, he's done.
Well, he's not the only one. But there was, you know, quite the hearing on the Hill yesterday, although I did not get to listen to it all because I was in and out of traffic and whatnot. But, our Secretary of Defense was being grilled on this whole thing, and he didn't seem to really care. And I think Tom Cotton, he absolutely went off on Darrell Austin, rightly so.
He should.
Yeah. We're supposed to be doing war fighters, and here we have this gender jumper doing this thing as a drag queen. But not only that, he did it on what? TikTok?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's okay for them, just isn't okay for us.
Well, no, the military, the Pentagon, has declared that TikTok cannot be on any kind of military device, none, period. But he did this apparently on a personal device.
Mm-hmm.
So...
they can still follow you.
They're just things like I'm speechless over. You know, I mean, we're supposed to be doing lethal war fighters.
Yep.
Well, if this is such a good idea, then I would say, okay, if we've got people deployed, why don't we just deploy all the gender jumpers?
All right, well, right now I've got to deploy you to the sidelines, and we will talk to you later. Have yourself a great, 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 great day, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Check her out. See what she's all about. You're going to love it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department had a successful conviction of Proud Boys members.
Justice Department secured the conviction of four leaders of the Proud Boys for seditious conspiracy,
related to the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
The men were charged in connection to their roles in the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Garland added that there has been more than 600 convictions related to the riots. Seditious conspiracy is defined as a plot to overthrow the government and is from the Civil War era. North Carolina lawmakers are attempting to pass a 12-week abortion ban. On Thursday, the Republican-controlled state legislature approved abortion restrictions. The bill is heading to the desk of Democratic Governor Roy Cooper, who has called the bill awful and unreasonable, promising to veto it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed it is, and I will tell you that this portion of the military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has two locations where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. Here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. That's across the bay from where I'm at. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you should call them up after you look at the website and ask to take the tour of either one of their campuses or both. And I'll tell you why I said both in a minute. The National Aviation Academy is one of the oldest and most traditional of the aircraft maintenance training facilities, training young men and women to become aircraft technicians that there is anywhere. It is an extreme honor to go there. And when you go there, they have the honor and the privilege of being able to provide you with work that they will find for you. They'll literally put your name out there and you'll be able to talk to companies and make up your own mind if that's what you want, or someone will come to them and say, I need so-and-so and such, and away you go. And that's how it works. So once you become certified, there's a couple ways to do this. If you are in the military and you're coming out and you have aircraft experience, either as a maintenance person or maybe you've been on the ground crew, been doing something around aircraft, once you take the refresher course, you have the opportunity to challenge the federal test and become an aviation maintenance tech in about 4 months. Versus the normal 14 months. Now, if you want to take 14 months and go to school and have kick back and relax and all that, that's fine. But if you have a way of cutting that time down, that's fine too. Either way, it won't hurt you. And I know, because of the attrition that's going on in the aircraft maintenance industry, Bo and I talked about it, I believe it was last week when he was here. There are job openings every day because people are retiring. People are reaching the age of retirement, and they're taking their retirement. So check them out. National Aviation Academy. Their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Check them out. And then call them up, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour at either the Clearwater, Florida facility or the Concord, Massachusetts facility, or both. Check them both out, see what they got to offer, and maybe, just maybe, you might find something at one you didn't find at the other that'll trip your trigger. So there you go. Now, the craziness amongst us and around us has just, it's reached proportions of immeasurable numbers. Here's why. We all knew the Army was going to be shorthanded. That was a no-doubter. Why they were thinking it wasn't is beyond me. We all watched the Navy get shorthanded. And the reason why was simple. It was because while other people were out there being serious about recruiting, they were trying to promote a cause, namely the transgender stuff, trans identity, whatever you want to call it. And it's not working. It is not working. They are, unfortunately for them, losing any sense of credibility, losing recruits. They have people that are leaving the Navy because of it. I mean, come on. So just remember, that when it comes time to be in the military, you are serving the United States of America. You are our frontline defenders, whether you're on board a ship, on board a plane, have boots on the ground in the military, jumping out of planes as paratroopers, whatever. Your obligation is to your country, not a cause or a goal or whatever it is that they're trying to push down your face. This doesn't happen. And I submit to the recruiters that are listening that you're not going to be able to get your numbers if you don't stop monkeying around with this crap. I know you got a problem with personnel. I know you got a problem with pay. We all watch the stories. We see what's going on. We talk to other people who have sons or daughters or whatever in the military. Talked to one again yesterday. And it's not pretty. But we can make it better. All of us together. And I'll say this again for everybody that can hear me and understand what I'm saying. This is a military and veterans news segment on the news talk station radio show. Conservative, patriotic, and American all the way. We support our Army, our Navy, our Marine Corps, our National Guard, our Air Force, our Space Force, our Merchant Marine, and everybody else that wears the uniform, whether it's police, fire, EMS, or whatever. We support you. We are your voice in the middle of the night to get you through the night. And we appreciate what you're doing, unlike others that take advantage of you. All we want to do is help you any way we can to be the best you can be. And that's the least our country can do for you. And to the recruiters, wake up. Wake up. Start using the word no every now and then for this nonsense that's going around. Start using the word no. Might get you in a little bit of trouble, not a lot. But if enough of you do it, there's safety in numbers. There really is. Because we, the people, will back you up. And we have been. We've been sending messages and emails and messages and letters and you name it to our congressmen and women to tell them to stop the nonsense. All right, I'm coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be up. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Captain here. Two Guys Gun Show's made bigger selection and variety of new and used weapons. And this Sunday, we'll be at the Largo Event Center, where you can browse 150 tables with the most modern firearms and gear. Plus, Two Guys features private collections, rare guns, and more. And since it's in Pinellas County, you save on the sales tax. And you can pick up your purchase in 3 days instead of 8. Come see us at Two Guys Gun Show this Sunday at the Largo Event Center. Online at twoguysshows.com and tell them the captain sent you.
You betcha. That's going to be some fun. Can't wait. And, of course, we're also going to be in Orlando, don't forget, at the big event over there, which they're bringing it back because, of course, they had the COVID thing and all that. But Freedom Expo, Saturday, over at the Seminole Harley-Davidson dealership. Be there at 9 o'clock. I'll have a table. I'll have a tent. I'll have a display. And I'll be inside at the VIP, shaking hands and kissing babies. But anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. And, of course, I'm talking about my discussion I usually have with Chris Markowski at this time. You can go over to the website, mossacura.com, find out all about what they got in terms of cars and prices and programs and all that. But the big thing to remember is that you can buy a car anywhere, but it's what they do and how you get treated that matters. You serve, you save is the program that has everyone's attention. That means active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, EMS, fire, police, retired or active, all church pastors, retired or active, get a discount on your vehicle. Plus, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. Can't beat it, folks. MossNissan.com, located here on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Moss Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. There's a Nissan dealership, by the way, right next door to the Acura dealership. Yep. Chris Marcassi, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
What is going on in New York with this guy who was involved with a chokehold? I get all that. Okay. But I also was watching a Marine. This was not a similar situation to, as it's been described, I might add, to Minnesota and what happened there. The guy never said a word. We know he was having issues with drugs and whatnot. We've been told he might not have eaten for several days and all that sort of stuff. Everybody's different. Everybody has a different quirk about him. But I did not see a lethal chokehold being put on this guy.
Yeah, I think it's going to all come out in the wash. There's, it's easy for the media to take stories like this and run wild with them in every direction. So, again, yeah, you've got a very left-of-center DA here in New York that I don't know how Alvin Bragg's going to pursue this, but you actually had some pushback from the mayor as well in regards to pushing it too far. So, again, I definitely think that there'll probably be an indictment of some sort, and there'll be a court case that goes along with this. And, again, they'll end up making this into a big show.
Do you think that the Democrats are using this as another gotcha moment, and they're trying to take full advantage of it? Do you think that's what is going on here?
I don't know. Either way, and again, you have to kind of take the politics out of this, if you will. I mean, there's been blowback saying, okay, all the people that have been dying and been killed, and homeless people on the subway, dozens. You haven't even paid any attention to that at all. Yet you're all of a sudden, you're going to jump all over this one because you can make political hay out of it. So, again, I don't know how much, the legs that's going to have, because people could probably see through to the hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk a little money, because we may have another bank in trouble. It may be PacWest Bancorp. What do you know about that bank? Anything?
Well, again, it's right now you're basically having runs on the banks, like bear traps on many regional stocks, where it's sell first, ask questions later. You've also been some stories as well where you've had, fake stories being planted at media outlets and various different places in order to drive the price of these stocks down to benefit short sellers out there. I don't know the ins and outs of, PacWest. From what we've heard is that they're looking to, maybe do a sale or some sort of merger type of a situation. But you're going to continue to see, failures on the regional bank side. That's to be expected. Hopefully we can get these things cleaned up in the same way that they had with First Republic and had them taken care of a little bit easier. I don't think these banks are nearly in as dire shape as the others, but again, it's going to raise the question in regards to the FDIC and deposit limits and whether or not that whole dynamic is going to change.
Well, the story that I've got comes from Bloomberg, and I'll just read a short paragraph here. It says, shares of PacWest Bancorp tumbled sharply after Bloomberg reported late in the day that the Beverly Hills-based bank had been weighing strategic options, whatever that means.
That's exactly what it means. Is looking to either do a merger or some sort of sale or some sort of financial raise that can meet a myriad of things. But stories get out like that, and that's when you start having the people come in and shorting the stock.
Are they the ones that were trying to merge with TD? Charles?
No.
No.
That's right. That merger got called off.
Okay. because that involves an awful lot of people that have money through them, including the corporation over here.
Now, that merger, as of yesterday, they decided to end that. They said for regulatory reasons that it's difficult to get it through the regulators as far as that merger was concerned.
Okay, now I'm just going to read this and let you comment. Productivity fell sharply in the first 3 months of the year. Data released by the government showed that this week.
Yeah, it's interesting. I would think that, you know, productivity would begin to start to pick up to some degree with some of the layoffs that we've seen, where many of the tech companies obviously have doing more with less. So, you know, productivity hasn't been that great for some time. And again, to an excessive amount of hiring by certain companies. But expect those numbers to improve significantly.
Now, we have Title 42 that's going to end here in a few days, right?
Yes.
And there's been a proposal made at the last minute about expanding it and keeping it for 2 years and still shipping the people back. But wait till you hear this one. A White House official has signed a border management deal with Mexico to minimize the visibility of accelerating mass illegal registration once officials lift the Title 42 barrier that now protects Americans.
I'm sorry. There's I'm confused. They're going to lift it, and then they're going to do what?
They're going to have less videos, allow less video opportunities to show more migrants coming into the country.
I mean, you don't even need to be. You just see what's happening in El Paso right now, which I hear
500,000.
It's like a basic war zone there at this point in time. And you know, even the reporters from CNN were shocked at just how bad the situation is. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, again, it's you know, I was the governor of the state of Texas. I know you're limited, but you know. You have to do something with the National Guard. You have to stop this. You got to call on your citizens to do something.
Okay. Now I want you to go off with a good feeling. You ready?
Ready.
Joe Biden yesterday named Vice President Kamala Harris the AI czar. Are you off the floor yet? Oh, my God.
I thought she was the border czar, too.
She is. You couldn't make this stuff up if you had to. Okay.
No, no.
Okay, my man, have a great, great, great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. All right, Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. Friends, we appreciate you. We appreciate you tuning in, listening to us wherever you're listening to us from. Remember, you can always get a hold of us at CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Have yourself a great day. Take care.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.